You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back to the first day on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey on this Father's Day, and I've missed our next guest. We haven't seen each other in a long time, but she's back. Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
I've missed you too, Terry.
I have missed you.
It's been weird.
I know. We've been apart for a few weeks. Bob Harbin, rather, came in to see us last week without you, and we missed you as we had a great time, a great half hour with Bob. So thanks for sending him our direction, but you brought a dad to us today on Father's Day. Hello.
Father to children and a restaurant. Yeah. Graham Levy, owner of the Blue Lagoon. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Do you have any big Father's Day plans?
Kids.
Yeah.
Hey.
Kids. How many kids do you have?
I got three boys.
Oh, three boys.
Yeah, 19, 14, and four.
Oh, wow. What a great Father's Day you'll have. What do you love best about being a dad?
Just the ability to be of influence in these guys' lives. You know, yeah. I mean, coming up, I had what I would consider the perfect parents. You know, they were married for 30 years. And what they did as far as making me the person that I am today, you know, I'm very appreciative for. So to be able to recycle that and pass it on to my kids, it's a joy.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Mel, this is good food. We're going to talk about some good food.
We are. Yep. And you're passing along the hard work aspect as well and perseverance,
as owner of the Blue Lagoon Jamaican Kitchen.
I've had your food
off the food truck countless times.
Yep.
And I'm really excited that you've opened a restaurant again. Tell us kind of how you started the Blue Lagoon.
Well, the Blue Lagoon actually was born in 2005. We had a location in Broad Ripple. And how that came about, at the time I was actually working for Rolls Royce, and or I'd interviewed with Rolls Royce, I should say, and basically got a position, accepted the position, and then at the same time started the restaurant because I've always had this passion for Jamaican food and just bringing that presence, that culture, the influence to Indianapolis because at the time, there weren't really a lot of, you know, food available as far as Caribbean or Jamaican food. So we launched it in 2005. We closed the doors in 2011 just because it was just too much trying to do a corporate job and then also trying to do the restaurant. But it was very successful. You know, a lot of people kind of figured it was probably closed because of poor performance or you know, not being profitable, but that wasn't the case.
It's just a lifestyle choice.
We kept the presence by actually changing scope from brick and mortar to food truck in 2012.
Talk about that process a little bit, because a lot of people do it the other way around. You know, maybe they'll have a food truck and then a restaurant.
Exactly.
Talk about what that was like.
For me, you know, it was a very tough decision. It was a very, very tough decision. But after thinking about it for probably a good 3-4 months, weighing the pros and cons, it was the right decision. At the time, the food truck industry, you know, was on the rise, especially here in Indianapolis, which is one of the better food truck markets. And I just saw that as a way to still have the food, you know, here in Indy, and then at the same time have more control over my time, my schedule, being able to spend more time with family and things of that nature, less overhead, so forth. So it was the perfect way for me to really get a hold of my life, control of my life, and at the same time do what I love, you know.
What are some of the challenges that come with the food truck?
Yeah, because I think we all think, you know, well, if this job doesn't work out, I'm going to get a food truck. I can only speak for me personally.
Right.
But I'm still thinking, you know, okay, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to get a food truck. But it's not. It's hard work from what I hear from all of you that have had them and have them.
Yeah, absolutely. It is hard work. You know, you got to do the same, you know, culinary is culinary. Food service is food service. So all of the hard work that you got to put into a brick and mortar, you pretty much got to put into a food truck. Yeah. And in addition to that, it's mobile, you know, so you have things that can go wrong that you wouldn't expect with a brick and mortar, you know, mechanical issues of the truck, getting from location A to location B.
And it's competitive finding those spots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to give you an example, Food Truck Fridays,
yes,
which are on Georgia Street. The process in the here and now is Downtown Indy Inc. sends out an email on a Thursday at 9 a.m. and the first 10 or 12 truck to respond gets that spot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Literally on Thursdays, I'm in the habit of setting my alarm, being up, waiting on the email.
And then our
email is already typed. Hit send.
Wow.
So, it's very competitive, you know. But in the same token, competition is always good, you know. It kind of pushes us to be the best we can be, and the Indianapolis public deserve the best.
Most definitely. It's 93 WIBC. You're listening to Graham Levy, owner of Da Blue Lagoon Jamaican Kitchen, which is reopening in Lawrence. Talk about going back to brick and mortar.
Wow. Well, you know, while we've been out there in the streets doing the food truck, we've heard on numerous occasions from customers that used to visit a restaurant, where have you guys been? I didn't know you guys still were out there. You know, you got to come back. So, I guess we just got to the point of hearing it one too many times. We've always wanted to do that again, just under the right circumstances. And all of the stars lined up as the right circumstances. The location will be in Lawrence, Pendleton Pike, 11705 Pendleton Pike Road. It's very close to where I reside, so I'm very familiar with the community. You know, it's going to be great. We're going to have outside seating, beer and wine, of course, great Caribbean food.
When do you open?
We're targeting the end of June.
Okay.
No later than maybe the first week of July. Yeah.
Well, I think I just figured out where our July member mixer is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Done and done. That worked out great.
Just say the word.
Talk a little bit about choosing Lawrence. We have had so many members on this segment that are setting up shop in Lawrence.
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on in Lawrence. You know, as far as the Fort Harris, there's a lot of redevelopment, a lot of money being pumped into that area as far as just redevelopment of commercial and residential.
Well, it just seems like they're attracting those local folks who want to have roots in a community that's been around for a long time.
Yes.
You know, they're bringing back the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Is what I call
exactly.
it. Bringing back the neighborhood. Now, we are hearing a lot lately about local restaurants closing, shutting their doors, various reasons. But there are still plenty of people out there who have a dream of opening up their own restaurant. What would be a piece of advice you would share with them?
There are so many things that go into a successful restaurant or successful operation. But I would definitely say for me, the key has been you got to wear that passion every single day. You can't take anything for granted. People have choices, especially when it comes to, you know, food service, thousands of choices. And you have to hit the road running every single day, knowing that with those options that people have available, you have to give them a reason to select your organization. You know, you have to have that combination of great food, great value, great customer service, and any other additional edge that you can find that makes people want to embrace or endorse your establishment.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to try it.
Can't wait either.
Me either.
We'll be up and ready in 3 weeks.
And you can also watch IndianaOriginals.com, our Twitter feed, and watch our website, too, for the grand opening. And maybe we'll give you a couple days to get adjusted, and then we'll just bring you hundreds of people. How about that?
Hey, that works with me.
I would love for it to work exactly like
too.
That.
You know, if you need more information or you want to become an Indiana Original, go to IndianaOriginals.com. Mel will take great care of you. Graham, it's such a great pleasure to meet you. We wish you just the very best, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.